السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, the Almighty, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, let's start off by acknowledging that today is a day of Eid, that it is a day of celebration of the praises and the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a day of celebrating true freedom. And is that not what we keep hearing about in today's age? The yearning for freedom, the yearning, the struggle for rights. For a believer, this is true freedom. The freedom that acknowledges and recognizes that we are slaves. Slaves unto Him alone. Slaves unto the Almighty and unto nothing or no one else. This is true freedom. This is pure freedom. This is ubudiyyah, true and pure servitude unto Him, the Almighty. These powerful days, let's take a moment, and this is basically what I want to focus on. And if you take this morning, for the past few minutes, we have been doing what? We have been reading the takbir. We have been chanting the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. What I hope to touch on in the form of a reminder is that every year, as these days come about, we know that it is from the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is from the teachings of the deen that you read the takbir. You have the takbir that is restricted to time, and you have the takbir that is unrestricted. The unrestricted takbir is throughout the 10 days of the Hijjah. At-tahleel, at-takbir, at-tahmeed, where you glorify Allah, you praise Allah, you celebrate the grandness of Allah. And then you have the restricted takbir from the day of Arafah until the 13th from Ayyamut Tashriq, where you keep repeating the takbir. And we are taught by the Messenger to read the takbir excessively. But now my question, are we doing it almost ritualistically? Do you really know what you're saying, what you're chanting, what you're reading? My question to you is that, would you go around mumbling something in your mouth? Generally speaking, if you were to see someone mumbling and talking to himself, what would you think? You'd feel sorry for that individual. Yes or no? Just mumbling, just talking. Would any of you just talk like that? Now, if someone were to just mumble and talk, what is the impression that we would have? We would make dua for that individual. Yes or no? So similarly, with regards to the takbir, would you just mumble? Would you just almost robotically keep saying this without reflecting and pondering on what exactly you're saying? Now obviously time does not permit for me to unpack and make tafsir and discuss the entire takbir. But if you were to take the first two words, Allahu Akbar, the first two words, takbir, two simple words, but in their meaning, absolute, absolute. For those of you who are familiar with the Arabic language, students of the Arabic language, Allahu Akbar. The word Akbar is ismu tafdeel, as they say. It is in the superlative form. It is in the comparative form. When you say, he is bigger. In English, can you stop there? You have to say, he is bigger than him or her. This is costlier than this or that. The superlative form, the comparative form. If you take the statement, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest or Allah is greater than what? For a believer need not complete the sentence. Why? Because Allahu Akbar Masiwa. Allah is greater than everything and anything other than himself. Allahu Akbar. So each time you proclaim this, each time you declare this, as Allah says in the Quran, this day is to celebrate His praises, glorify Him. What does it instill in your heart? Ask yourself, is Allah truly greater than everything in your life for you? Is Allah truly the greatest in your life? Or have you gone on to associate other things and other beings with Allah? Now this is the scary part. A lot of us, very quickly we say, shirk, oh, you know what? I'm miles away from shirk. But little do we know that unintentionally we go on to associate a whole heap of things along with Allah Azza wa Jal. A whole heap of things. And this is why we constantly need to remind ourselves, constantly need to recalibrate. Now again, I don't think you've understood the depth of what I just said. For some of us, money has been associated along with Allah. Money is your God. For some of us, our own intellects have been associated with Allah. Now you're worshipping your intellect. Why? Because in everything with regards to the deen, now you want to apply your intellect. You want to apply your logic. And only if it appeals to your intellect, only if it appeals to your logic, you're ready to accept it. When the Prophet ﷺ told Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu about the amazing journey of Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is known as As-Siddiq. Why? Because without batting an eyelid, he immediately confirmed what the Prophet ﷺ said. Allahu Akbar. He didn't, you know, even momentarily, you did not see or hear of him hesitating. Oh, is that even possible? My dear brothers and sisters, when you say Allahu Akbar, just pause there and now reflect on this. I need you to zoom out. You know, like today on your phones, on Google Earth, you can zoom out. You can zoom out. So initially, or even take Google Maps for example. When it hones in on you, it'll say that you're here. But as you zoom out and out and out, you can see you're nothing. That tiny dot that, you know, the GPS dot that points out to where you are. You are nothing in comparison to this grand universe. Nothing. You're just a speck. Just a speck. And I'm sure a lot of you have read up on the universe. You know the size of the sun. You know how far away it is. You know the quantum of light years. You know how light travels, the heat of the sun, the other planets, the galaxy, the other galaxies. Today, we're reading or we're hearing about Richard Branson going to space, and we're hearing about Jeff Bezos going to follow suit, and you hear about Elon Musk going to follow suit. Huh? And people, yes, of course, are reading up on it and considering it an achievement. But my point is, who created all of that? Who created all of this? Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than all of that. The greatest. So he now, coming back to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, al-Isra and Mi'raj. Today, man is attempting to cover a small portion of space. Now as Richard Branson got back, debates. Did he really go to space? Or the edge of space? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, seven heavens, and what technology did they have? In today's time and era, it's not too difficult to believe. Why? Because of the advancements made and whatnot. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, the night journey, now coming back to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, did he doubt it? He didn't doubt it. He confirmed it. And this is why he's enjoying such a high rank. He didn't go on to apply his intellect. Or could the Prophet have gone? Is he just speaking?
No.
He immediately confirmed. Now, coming back to what I was saying earlier on, touching with Siddiq, you know, if you're just chanting and if you're finding, you see, today that's what's happened to us. It's all outwardly, Allahu Akbar, it's all outwardly. We're praying, we're coming to the masjid, we give out our zakah, we go on umrah, we go on hajj, it's all outwardly. The inwardly dimensions, we're having serious problems. And you know what the opposite of a siddiq is? What is it? An-nifaq. Munafiqun. Look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to nifaq, and with that we can conclude. Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min alamatil munafiqi thalathatun wa in sam wa salla. Even if he were to fast or pray, the signs of a munafiq are three. When he speaks, he lies. When he gives a promise, he breaks it. And when he is trusted, he betrays. So this is the three signs of a munafiq. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves, where do we stand? Yeah, maybe wa in sam, he's fasting. Wa in sallah, he's praying. But the salah has not had a true effect on him. The saum, the fasting has not had a true effect on him. For if it were to have had a true effect where his inner dimensions have been purified, he would not be arrogant. Today, how many of us are proud? We think, oh, I have achieved what I've achieved. And now we look down upon people. Subhanallah. So now you've made your arrogance along with Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is why kibr is so problematic. So it's incumbent, my dear brothers in Islam, as you chant the takbir, reflect and ponder. Don't go with the melody. Don't just go with the tune. Don't go almost robotically. Don't do it just ritualistically. But rather, let the words sink in. Let the words penetrate deep inside. Let it cleave, open your heart. And let the words sink in. Absorb the grandeur of Allah, the glorification of Allah, the celebration of Allah. And establish in your heart that nothing is greater to me than Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once this penetrates, you're rising now in your ranks. You're rising in your ranks. And we pray that Allah Azza wa Jal raises us min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin, with the prophets, with the siddiqoon, like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, ala ra'sihim, and the shuhada, the martyrs, and as-salihun. With that, I conclude this reminder. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us of our sins on this beautiful day. May He help us to celebrate His grandeur and His greatness in a pure way. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heals us. Many of us have lost loved ones to the pandemic, to sicknesses and other things. We pray that Allah Azza wa Jal grants them all high and lofty ranks in Jannah. We miss them dearly. And we pray that Allah blesses them with Jannah, that Allah makes their graves into gardens of Jannah. And likewise, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us back to normalcy. Allah helps us to establish ourselves financially. That Allah opens doors of barakah, abundance and prosperity for all of us. May Allah bless our marriages. May Allah bless our families. May Allah protect our children. And just as how He united us here on this beautiful day, may He unite us in the lofty and grand gardens of Jannah in the company of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi, rabbil alameen.